It is so good to worship together, Life Bridge. It's so good to connect together in this way. Thank you for being with us wherever you are, in your living room, in your basement, in your kitchen, please not in your bathroom, with whoever you're with, your family, or maybe you're on your own, but know this, you are not on your own. We are standing with you, and we are no less the church as we connect virtually today. As I've continued to adjust to this new reality we find ourselves in, as I'm sure you all have been, I can't help but be thankful for the tools we have that are ultimately provided by God, the digital tools we have to connect together in new and creative ways. Matt wished he could be with you today, but many of you will have heard either on social media or our midweek video that Matt's sister-in-law, Kelly's sister Kim, passed away this last Sunday after a brave battle with cancer. And Matt traveled to be in Indianapolis with Kelly and the kids. They were already with the extended family. And the best thing you can do for them right now is just to surround them in prayer. Just pray for them as they navigate their grief in this complicated time. Last Sunday, as Matt communicated the news to the staff, he wrote, "We're so glad Kim's suffering is finally over, but this is hard. We knew this day would come when we followed God out here to Colorado. Now the day has come and it's painful. But God is still good and He's still on the throne." Those are great words for us right now. Then he signed off with the scripture reference, Romans 8:28, reminding us that God is always working His plan. Let's take a moment to pray for the Hessels. God, thank you for Matt and Kelly and the kids and how dear they have become to us in just a year. Our hearts break for them today as they navigate grief and work through this great loss. We pray that you would surround them, that you would comfort them. We pray for Kim's immediate family, her husband Andrew and the kids, as they piece life back together right now. We pray that you would be real to them, that you would start the healing process and somehow draw them closer to you in a very real way. For their entire extended family, God, we pray for your peace and your comfort and your healing. And we thank you for the words of Paul that remind us that even though we grieve, we don't grieve without hope. We have an eternal future and an eternal home. And so I pray that you would give them that perspective. We pray for traveling mercies for Matt and Kelly and the kids as they travel back to us, that you would surround them and bless them in amazing ways. We pray, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. We encourage you to continue to pray for the Hessels as we continue to pray for you, that during this time you would learn more about who God is, that He would be more real to you, that you would learn more about how high, deep, long, and wide is His love for you, and that He is with you in the midst of this. You know, I go back and forth from still being in shock at what we're experiencing in our world right now and just wanting to wake up and it all have been a dream, to a new perspective that God is providing for us day by day, down to simple things like just having fresh milk in the fridge and our desperate dependence on Him. And that's how He calls us to live every day. Music is always a comfort in uncertain times, and we've been dusting off some playlists at our house and expanding our kids' musical education. And it was great to worship together and sing It Is Well today and remember those truths from that old hymn. I remember reading in the papers a couple of weeks ago that Rita Wilson, wife of Tom Hanks, put a playlist together during her time of quarantine recovering from the virus. She called it Quarantunes. And there were songs in it like Tired of Being Alone by Al Green. That's a good one. Or All by Myself by Celine Dion. I'm not going to admit to liking that song. Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police. There's some classic rock. I do love that one. And then Unwell by Matchbox 20. Maybe there's some songs that you would add to that list. And if you're a Gen Xer or a boomer, then you might prefer the term mixtape rather than playlist. I gotta say, I put some great mixtapes together when I was a kid, or back in the day. And the best mixtapes were following maybe a relationship breakup or an argument, or you'd put a great mixtape together for a road trip or party tunes. And you know, right now we're putting playlists together each evening around dinner. We're having so much fun with it. I wonder what songs are giving you comfort right now in this season. Maybe you can let us know on our Facebook page or on Instagram or in the comment section as we're gathered here today. But as we've been talking about what our church needs to hear and experience during this season, Matt came up with this whole concept of playlist. What's on our spiritual playlist or our playlist of truths from God's word that we need to remember through this time? And as we talked about it, we naturally went to the Psalms because the Psalms remind us that it's okay to not be okay. And we've got plenty of reasons right now to not be okay, right? We need to be gracious with each other, with the roller coaster of emotions. We're shut in. And so we're spending a little too much time with our loved ones right now. We need to be careful with that. Sometimes we're not okay with that. Or maybe you're isolated on your own and you're feeling intense feelings of loneliness and anxiety that comes with that and panic. Or then there's the constant news cycle. And it's tough to deal with that. But the Psalms remind us that it's okay to bring struggle and anxiety to God, to often question where he is in all of this. And in fact, it's not just okay to do it, but it's actually recommended that we take these things to God because he's plenty big enough to help us carry those things. He's plenty big enough to handle our doubts and our fears and our anxieties. What's not okay is not to remember his truth and his faithfulness. And so in the next several weeks, we're going to camp out in the Psalms and take the truths out of those Psalms that can help us on this journey. And we're going to focus on a group of Psalms called the Psalms of Ascent. And these are a group of 15 Psalms from 120 to 134 with the title A Song of Ascents. And it suggests that these Psalms were written and recited and put to music by the Jewish people on pilgrimage on their journey up to Jerusalem. Some were written by King David, some were written by his son, King Solomon, some authors unknown, but all of them contain differing emotions and differing perspectives that are helpful right now. Personally, today, I'm going to camp out briefly in one of my favorite Psalms of Ascents, and that's Psalm 121, and look at what truths God has for us from those sacred words, because we're all pilgrims on a journey, trusting that God is leading us according to his perfect plan, according to his good, which is ultimately our good. So this psalm follows a desperate cry preceding it in Psalm 120. And the psalmist in 120 writes, I call on the Lord in my distress and he answers me. Save me, Lord. And then Psalm 121 answers Psalm 120 with these words. I'm starting at verse 1 and let these words sink in for you. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I'm so grateful for the actual physical, geographical reminder we have of these mountains that we get to see every day that the clouds are clear. And that's like 300 days a year here in Colorado, right? 300 days of sunshine. Now, some of you like to hike up those big mountains. Good on you. Other people like to ascend the peaks. Congratulations. And others of us just like to look at those mountains, and that's okay. But may these words and those mountains be a reminder to do this. And here's the first learning we can take from this psalm. Take your worries to God, the maker of heaven and earth. We weren't designed or meant to carry our worries, fears, and anxieties ourselves. We weren't meant for that. And in this season, when we're dealing with a lack of routine and maybe some monotony or the endless barrage of news or the simplicity of just trying to find a roll of toilet paper at the store, it's easy to forget simple disciplines like prayer. You know, that old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, has a simple truth that reminds us what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And so I want to suggest you practice a method of prayer known as breath prayers during these days. So throughout the day, have some one-liners that you can simply pray to refocus you. Things like, God, I need you. Lord, I know you're in control. God, I give you my anxieties. Lord, give me peace. They could go on and on. Truths that work for you, that you can simply breathe throughout the day, that will sustain you and get you through and refocus you. I also want to suggest that you start the day with the way Jesus taught us to pray, but do it in your own words. The Lord's Prayer. I like to pray the Lord's Prayer like this. God, be glorified today. May your story be written on earth as it is in heaven in my life and in the lives of those around me and the situations around me. I pray today for your daily bread, your word alive in my life, your truth alive in my life, your provision physically, emotionally, spiritually, practically. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins as I live graciously towards those around me. Love well those closest to me and forgive those who sin against me just like you've forgiven me. And God, I pray for a closer walk with you today, away from sin and temptation. And God, protect us and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Remember, your help comes from the Lord. The psalmist goes on to write, He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Reminding us that God is in control. Yes, we live in a broken down, fallen world where viruses get out of control and not only infect our bodies, but evidently our economy and our employment. We live in a world where cancer kills and all kinds of ills infect and threaten society, but we are not citizens of this world. We are not meant to feel at home here, and God knew trouble would come. And before we even knew we needed saving, he sent his son to rescue us. And so another thing we can take from this psalm is acknowledge the reality of the situation, knowing that God is in control and will continue to provide for us. This reality was not a surprise to God. He was not caught napping. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. And unfortunately, neither does the media. And so we have this endless cycle of over-sensationalized, over-scrutinized news. And so I would recommend that you respond to an actual reality, not an imagined or forecast reality during these days. Trust in a God who won't let your foot slip. Think of a sure-footed deer. The Old Testament prophet Habakkuk wrote in his prayer in Habakkuk 3:19, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." To tread on the heights, another reference to ascent to a better focus and perspective. And maybe the better focus and perspective for us right now is we have a God who cares for us, who watches over us, who provides for us. So don't let fear steal from you living the way God has called you to live. Continue to love and serve others in creative and safe ways during this time. Continue to worship. Continue to live generously. Continue to invest in the mission of the local church so we can continue to be the tangible hands and feet of our Lord in the community around us. Continue to give as part of your worship. And at the end of our online gathering today, we're going to give you instructions on how you can do that if you need those. You know, in times when I've been struggling right now with an uncertain future, I remind myself that, you know what? God brought me this far. He's not going to fall asleep now. We need to not stop being generous. God won't. Listen to verse 5 and 6. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. You know, with all this sheltering in place, maybe God's job is a little easier right now watching over us. It's certainly easier for parents of teenagers. You don't have to wonder where your teenagers are right now. Or maybe you wish they had a place to go with a time to be home by. Now we've got these Zoom parties and these Zoom hangouts and Google hangouts. It seems like the kids have no issue working out how to connect digitally, right? Life is never going to be the same. But maybe the psalmist is reminding us in this psalm to choose faith over fear. Choose faith over fear because God is our shade and our shelter. This psalm is a psalm of protection on the journey, talking about a God who will cool us in the warmth of the day, warm us in the cool of the night, a God who will watch over us. Can you trust him in these uncertain days? Will you trust him? Because you know, trust is not an emotion, it's a choice. So can you trust him afresh today? And can you trust him again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that? And how do you trust him? Well, I would make some simple suggestions. Start the day in his word. Keep your Bible on the nightstand. Or maybe you look at the verse of the day on your Bible app, but make sure you don't get pulled into news and social media. And to that end, I'd recommend not starting and ending the day with the news, not starting and ending the day on social media, because that just determines focus and filter. Focus and filter for the day ahead, and focus and filter for a restful night's sleep. In other words, choose to feed your faith and starve your fear. Feed your faith and starve your fear, knowing the words in verse 7 and 8 that conclude this psalm: the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. You see, we're not in control. We never have been. And yet where Jesus has us right now is where Jesus is, watching over you. So look up. Look up. This psalm lifts our eyes to the mountain. It's a psalm of ascents. It lifts our perspective up. In these days, keep your head up. Don't look down. Being in God's word refocuses our eyes up. Worshiping refocuses our eyes up. Prayer refocuses our eyes up. This psalm reminding us of a God who watches over us and protects us on the journey, come what may, lifts our eyes up, which is why we want it to be in our playlist. You know, the older you get, you don't just have music playlists. You have memory playlists. And those memory playlists often revolve around loved ones that are maybe not with us anymore, loved ones that are now a part of our cloud of witnesses. And this particular psalm, when I read it, I don't hear it in my own voice. I hear it in my mother-in-law's voice. Her name was Mary, and I hear it with her sweet English accent. And the memory I hold close is my last interaction with her some years ago, because she too lost a battle with cancer. And she chose to fight it with faith and not fear. And it was the faith that was the hallmark of her life. You know, so often I hear people talk about horrendous mother-in-law stories. I only have good ones, and I don't have enough of them. I remember our last interaction. It was in a hospital room, just the two of us. It was in Australia. I was getting ready to journey back here to Colorado. And we knew it would be our last conversation here on earth. It was tender. I remember it like it was yesterday. And the last thing she said to me was Psalm 121. And she prayed it over me. It was like a blessing. And she recited it from memory. And as she did, her voice was full of confidence and peace, and even a joy that goes down deep and transcends circumstance. You know, when I think back of earlier conversations, Mary told me that her earliest memories were of wartime in Britain. Food shortages, rations, blackouts, air raids, bomb shelters. She knew God's faithfulness. She knew the truth of Psalm 121. And today, we want you to know the truth of this psalm. And so in the moment, I'm going to read it over you again, but this time from the Message version paraphrase. And then I'm going to pray for us. And then we're going to go to some scriptures on the screen and some thoughts to ponder, some instruction about how to take communion to remember what Christ has done for us, and how to give online as part of your worship. And then we'll conclude our online worship gathering for today. And then we want you to continue to be the church, to find creative ways in this time of isolation to somehow care for and connect with your neighbors, to connect with those people around you, to continue to do what Christ invited us to do, to love God and to love others. And ultimately, we want you to stay safe, sensible, and faith-filled, and to keep these words in your playlist this week. Let them wash over you. I look to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No. My strength comes from God. God who made heaven and earth and mountains, He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. God, thank you. Thank you for how you love us, for how you protect us. Thank you that we can still be the church in these uncertain times, that we can reach out to each other, that we can love each other, and that we can trust a God who watches over us and neither slumbers nor sleeps. Thank you, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the victory has already been won. We are yours. And so, God, today and this coming week, remind us who and whose we are. Thank you for loving us and for already rescuing us. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen.